What's up, everybody? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is, Friday, July 1st, the first Friday of July, 4th of July weekend, and I decided to get my partner in crime, Jesus of Dysfunctional.com, on the line. We're doing a little Skype video call. We just recorded a strain podcast, but this one is going to be about Fox, the new Fox series trailers. We got this from our movie TV folks, and they're like, "Hey, Mike and Jesus, these are the new shows that are coming to Fox." And so we watched, I watched some of them. You've only watched like one of them, right, Jesus?
Well, I didn't watch the trailer, but I saw the first episode for one of them.
Oh, you did? You did? You, Jesus was lucky enough there in Hollywood, California to check out the first episode of The Exorcist that's coming to Fox.
Yep.
It's the TV series, so we'll get into that, and then we'll kind of talk about what you did at the at the Exorcist thing. But we have trailers, and Jesus was like off the air was like, "Hey, do you really want to do this? Because it's like 2.5 minutes, and there's 12 trailers. That's gonna be." And I'm like, "Let's do it." It's 4th of July.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's gonna be a lot. I mean, we haven't really podcasted together for a while.
It's been a minute,
and now two different podcasts on the same day.
I know. My nipples are getting hard. See, can you see me rubbing my nipples through the video?
Oh, yeah, I can. I wish I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I've got the trailers pulled up. You've got the trailers pulled up, and we're going to attempt to see if this works out. Bear with us if we could get – because, like, we're running a bunch of different stuff, and me and Jesus, we're not getting paid the big bucks yet for this. So hopefully everything works out. This right here, I'm looking at the email. This is trailers for the new fall dramas. I didn't even know they were doing this. This here description for Lethal Weapon. Now,
yes.
Did you see? I mean, I'm a big fan of the movies. Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. Are you?
Definitely.
Are you a fan?
Yeah. For Hola Mexico Film Festival, I got to chat with Danny Glover for a bit.
Really?
And he had no idea that this was happening.
That is awesome. I wonder what he's going to think about. Oh, yeah. So, people, this is coming to Fox. I'm looking at the social media here. Facebook, Lethal Weapon Fox. Twitter is at Lethal Weapon Fox, hashtag Lethal Weapon. And we're going to play the trailer right now. You're going to actually hear it. But don't forget, if you want to check out some of these trailers, go to Fox. Jesus, I cannot see you right now. So we're just going to go ahead and play this trailer here. Jesus, I'm going to play mine. You're going to play yours. Here we go. It's a 3-minute trailer. Let's see how this goes. Okay. This guy's got to be the coming to Fox fall 2016.
And do me a favor.
Oh, look who it is.
Because I'm not spending the rest of my life with some tube coming out of my mouth because you morons can't shoot. So let's do this together. One. Two.
Huh. This guy just took out three guys in a bank. He's got to be the Mel Gibson.
How are you doing?
Martin Riggs, we're going to make a great team.
Damon Wayans.
Is the DOA dead?
Dead on arrival. Does it mean something different here?
No. I just want to make sure there's no one else left for you to kill.
Just you and me.
I've seen a lot of crazy people before, but this dude is in a class by himself.
Who is it?
Nobody. It's,
Hi, Martin Riggs. I'm sure you've heard a lot about me.
Not a word. We're about to have dinner. Would you like to come in?
No, he can't. He can't. He got stuff he got to.
Come on.
No.
I mean, it does smell good.
Oh, it tastes even better.
So, do you have any kids, Martin?
I do not.
But you're married.
Uh-oh.
If you ask me to change.
Not anymore. She passed away.
I'm sorry, Martin.
I don't know if I can.
She was a good one. Gave me something to live for.
I need you to be honest with me. Do you think Riggs is dangerous?
Georgiana Brewster. That's nefarious.
I'm dangerous.
pretty action-packed.
LAPD, put your hands in the air!
Ooh, he just got hit by a bus.
What? I didn't kill him.
He's got good hair.
This man is out of his mind.
Some partners.
Be safe out there.
Always.
Lethal.
What the hell did this guy do?
We questioned him. The guy fled, so we followed him at a safe distance.
And then he pulled a gun on us.
Yes, right. And he pulled a gun.
You are 50 years old, Murtaugh, and still only a detective.
I like solving cases, not kissing asses.
All righty. Okay, Jesus, where are you at?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So, it looks like I don't know who this guy is, Clayne Crawford, and he's from the show called, I guess, Rectify. Mm-hmm. He's going to be playing Martin Riggs, which is Mel Gibson's character. And Damon Wayans is going to be playing Danny Glover's character from the movie.
I had no idea what to expect, but I'm kind of sold by the trailer.
Really?
Yeah. Lethal Weapon is a classic series.
Okay.
And this does not seem to be playing off of that series. It's like a brand new reimagining of it.
Okay.
So I want to see the first episode now.
Really? Okay, you're sold. You're sold right now, and they got at mm-hmm. least the pilot first episode from you.
I say three episodes. First three episodes, that's it, what they got for me so far.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, and Georgiana Brewster's in it from Fast and the mm-hmm. Furious, which is cool. I am a fan of Damon Wayans. I don't know. I just don't I don't know. I and maybe that's why you're getting attracted towards it, because it's not the typical movie. I'm going in as, you know, Mel Gibson was the loose cannon, and then Danny Glover was that anchor. It seems like Damon Wayans is going to be throwing out those funny jabs and trying to be funny. I don't know. That's where it kind of threw me off a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You know what? Am I going to watch? I might. You're giving it three. I might just watch the first episode just to see. And I'll probably record it. It's not like I'm going to watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious to see how the Twitter sphere is going to be. But well, yeah.
I'll give it this. If the first episode gets my attention, I will recap it.
Wow.
Even if I'm recapping it on my own, I will recap this show.
All right. You heard it, people. Jesus is going to bring it if he likes the first episode.
Yeah.
But so far. So let me ask you a question. Scale of 1 to 10, this trailer alone, what are you giving it?
I'm giving it an 8.
Wow. Okay. I would probably give it a 7 for me. It was cool. A little over the top action where I'm like, really? But, you know, it kind of reminds me of Hawaii 5-0. It's got that feel.
Oh, that might be a little bit bad for me, because I did not really like this new Hawaii 5-0.
You know what? I watched religiously it might have been the first two seasons, and then it started getting a little, and I was like, yeah.
A little too much cheese for your taste?
A little bit. I mean, yeah. I love the cast. I love, you know, I was a fan. I used to watch the original with my parents. That's how old I am.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I go way back. So Leave the Weapon. I give it a 7. You give it 8 in the trailer. Don't forget, people, you can check out Fox if you want to see this. So, all right. So there it is. That's the first one here. The second one here, we're moving on. I'm looking at the email here. The Exorcist is coming to TV, to Fox.
I have not seen this trailer.
You have not seen this trailer, but you've watched the first episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So that this will be good, because this will I'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to compare the two and be like, was it better? Okay, or whatever. I was talking to my friend Amy from Amy McCracken from the VRO.com. She's a little concerned about this because we're big fans of Fox. You know, we recap Sleepy Hollow, we recap Gotham. We have our own podcast for those shows, and you know, I'm a little concerned for The Exorcist just for the fact of it being on Fox, because I'm wondering how freaky, crazy, scary it's going to be since it's on TV.
I have a couple of things to share your way because I'm privileged to this, but okay. I got to interview both of the main priests.
From the show?
From the show.
Okay.
And they had some very interesting things to share.
So now, have you already shared the interview on dysfunctional.com?
I have not. I've been waiting to do something like this for it.
No wonder, because my next question was, it's like, how come I have not received it?
You will receive it. It's just releasing it closer to the release date for this show.
Okay. Okay. Well, people.
So now that we're doing this, I might actually do it tomorrow.
Oh, see, people? Bam! The Exorcist coming to Fox. The Facebook page is The Exorcist Fox. Twitter, @TheExorcistFox. # The Exorcist. So, hey, Seuss, let's push play on this trailer and watch it, and then let's talk about it.
Ooh, it's already got a scary vibe.
Sometimes God gives you a job to do, and when that happens, you have to drop everything.
Coming to fall.
Just start walking. Hey, Casey, how's your sister doing?
She just got her cast off last week. She's a lot of fun.
Father, that was a lovely service.
Gina Davis.
Talk sometime. My door is always open.
God, is everyone in this family allergic to light?
Hey, Seuss.
What do you want?
Just call mom crying, so that wasn't weird. You're so mean to her.
She only climbs up on her cross when she wants some attention.
My daughter, Catherine. She's back from college. She's different.
Huh?
The way she talks, the way she looks at me.
Because she's possessed.
I know depression. There are things going on in the house.
Oh.
In my house, there are voices inside the walls.
It's freaking devil!
Mom?
I am not a crazy person.
I'm not saying you're crazy.
There is something inside my house. It's a demon.
A demon?
And it's trying to take my daughter.
Oh!
Father Marcus, what can you tell me about demonic possession? I had a dream, and you're in it.
Go on.
There was a child tied to a bed.
Marcus!
You didn't come here for advice. You came for help. Who is it?
A girl in my parish. Maybe.
Now you believe.
Based on the worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, you should be too.
Academy Award winner, Gina Davis.
You're being manipulated by forces you can't even begin to understand.
Anybody up there?
That music.
I won't abandon you.
I love that music. The Exorcist. Coming to Fox. All right, so. Oh, hold on. It started over again. All right, so, Jesus, where are you at? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so let's just go straight to you. You saw the first episode.
Yes, and I got to talk to Father Marcus, played by Ben Davis, and Father Tomas, played by Alfonso Herrera.
Okay, so my question to you is, watching the first episode and seeing this trailer for the first time, let's be honest, because I know that you interviewed priests, and I know you want to be put in a good word for God, but I need to know, is the first episode as good as this trailer?
It's better. This trailer has not...
Really?
It did not play up all the twists that come in the first episode.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's cool because, I mean, the trailer itself, I'm a fan of. And I don't know if you ever knew this or I ever told you this, but the first movie I ever saw with my mom was the original Exorcist as a kid. I was young.
I remember that.
I was a youngster, a very young kid, and that's why I think I love horror so much. But The Exorcist, and that's why this movie plays it's dear to my heart. This movie, and when I didn't even know they were doing this, and so I'm a little concerned. But you're pretty much telling me and fellow Exorcist fans that we have nothing to worry about.
I wouldn't say you have nothing to worry about, but this is not telling the same story as the movie. This is a new version of the story.
Okay.
But Ben Ben Daniels, who plays Father Marcus, does an amazing job.
Now,
see him?
Is this the guy that looks is this the guy that looks like a very young Antonio Banderas?
No, that's not him. That's Father Thomas.
Okay,
and his character is a little different as well. He's challenging his faith, and that's where his character starts. And there's a few little things there that kind of spooked me. I saw it with, you know, a couple of people, and definitely the first time that there's that huge scare, everybody jumped.
So did you get to see this in a theater presence and a theater kind of thing?
Yes, we saw it in a screening room.
Okay,
it was fun. I know my friend Laura Ivanova from Scarlet saw it with me, and she is a huge fan of The Exorcist, and she is actually now looking forward to the series.
All right. Well, that's, you know, that makes me feel good because I was a little concerned. Because, you know, I mean, I'm just wondering how much demon and scary crap they can put on Fox. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am a big fan of Lucifer that airs on Fox, but that's a total different thing. This Exorcist, I'm expecting it to be scary, chilly, freaky. You know, I want, that's the stuff I want to see. So
it definitely does go to the limit of what they can do on network TV.
Okay, cool. So they definitely push the envelope.
Yep.
All right. So a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
The episode, I give it a 9.
Wow.
The trailer, I'm giving it an 8.
Okay, this could be good. And so you did 2 interviews, and those are going to, now that we're outing you out, you're going to have to post these up so people can hear them now.
Yep, now they're going to have to go out as soon as possible.
Yes. All right, so people, there it is, Fox. That's the YouTube channel. You can listen. You can watch the Exorcist official trailer. All right, so now it got me excited now because I was a little worried. I wasn't sure how this one was going to be. Here we go. This is a trailer for the new fall comedy. Have you seen this yet, Jesus?
I have not seen it, but I've heard a lot of good things about it.
So the Facebook page is Son of Zorn. You can go to Twitter at Son of Zorn and hashtag Son of Zorn. People, you have to watch this trailer. Okay. Hey, so you haven't seen it, but you've heard of it. Okay. So Son of Zorn. It's got its own YouTube channel. So check that out there. I'm going to push play. Jesus, push play. All right, here we go.
I'm on my way to Orange County to see my wife and kid. They're going to be so pumped. Nothing more emotional than a soldier coming home, am I right? By the way, I'm Zorn, defender of Zephyria, conqueror of the tribes of Aegon, decapitator of the Dark Herdsmen of...
He's like He-Man.
I know you're fake sleeping.
Zorn! You haven't seen us in 10 years.
It's hard to even have this conversation right now because I want a Hot Pocket so bad and it's all I'm thinking about.
No, ugh.
What? I can't get them where I'm from.
Order of Alengalov.
Mom says you got a job in town at some place called...
Sanitation Solutions. My boss looks and talks exactly like a woman. He carries a purse, he uses tampons.
Zorn, can I speak to you for a second?
What you're describing is a woman.
No, no, son, you're not listening. He's my superior. Hey, you're a good guy.
Ex-husband of Edie.
Remember that time we had that fivesome with those mountain trolls?
That was the old me, sex with the mountain trolls.
A lot of fun.
Sworn enemy of Craig.
This is my fiancé.
Fiancé?
Zorn, it's obvious that you're applying way too much pressure to my hand right now, and actually it hurts.
It does.
Assistant of Linda.
Looks to me like it was done with a giant sword. Do you know anyone in the office who would do something like this?
First thought? Margie in HR.
There is nobody named Margie who works in this office.
Oh. Look, I know I haven't been the perfect father, but Alengalon is still my son. If I could just get him out there on the battlefield, I know he'd love it. What do you think? It's all yours. Now look, it's an older model, but it handles great on murder swoops. I mean, you're the world's greatest dad. What do you think I should do?
I know you haven't always had a great relationship with your dad, but he got a job, he got an apartment, he freed all his slaves. I think he's really making an effort to change.
Food whore! Waitress! Yeah, we're gonna both have the ribeye.
How would you like that cooked?
Not, I think. Not, right?
I'm a vegetarian.
What the hell is happening?
Alan, I said no!
What? Why?
Fly, son! Fly away!
You know what you got? You got passion. You got fire in you.
Check this out.
Hey, look at that.
You can't be in here with
what?
That.
Yeah,
no,
what?
Seriously, guys.
Kill you with it?
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna kill you.
Thorn, if you don't get rid of this thing right now, I'm calling animal control.
Oh, no, no. This bird would kill animal control.
I'm not kidding.
Fine.
Jeez.
What the hell?
Oh, what? It was painless. Didn't feel a thing. I've done this a billion. Uh-oh, here we go.
This is what you do, Zord.
Oh,
you're gonna
okay,
come
yeah.
in here,
oh, yeah,
make
tell
a big
me everything
mess,
about
and then
me.
Disappear.
Yeah,
and who's left to clean it up?
Wow.
Yeah. So people, if you haven't seen the trailer, Zorn is a he's basically like He-Man, but it's a cartoon. He's a cartoon in real life. Oh. So what do you think?
I like that. I like it. Have you seen F is for Family on Netflix? It's a cartoon, an adult cartoon on Netflix. No, it has kind of the same type of humor. I think you'll enjoy it if you like this.
Yeah, this looks really – I'm going to check. I'm definitely going to – I know my wife's going to be like, what the hell is this? But I'm excited for this. An animated warrior from a faraway island to the Pacific Ocean returns to Orange County to win back his live-action ex-wife and teenage son. Oh, this is going to be – you have to see this trailer, people. It's called Son of Zorn.
Yeah, definitely a 10 trailer right there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
It made me laugh several times. So, yeah, I'm going to watch this show.
I'm excited. I just hope that since you and I are so excited that we're going to watch it and we're going to be like, oh, God, oh, they showed all the good stuff in the trailer.
Oh.
But we'll see. But whatchamacallit, it's featuring the voice of Jason, how do you say his name? Sudeikis from Horrible Bosses and Where the Millers. Should I say his name? I probably butchered it, but still. So, all right, there. So that's Son of Zorn, people. So we're definitely checking that one out right there on Fox. That's going to be good. Okay, so the next one here, I'm curious to see. I have not watched the trailer from here. I don't think I've watched the trailer from down here, from down under. Well, does that make sense? Okay, There you go. So this is a teaser trailer they sent for the fall musical event, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. I am a big fan of Meatloaf of Rocky Horror Picture Show. So this Facebook, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Twitter, at Rocky Horror Fox, and hashtag Rocky Horror. Jesus, let's push play. I have not seen this. Here we go. This Halloween. Okay. Knocking on the door. Why does she look familiar?
Hello.
Oh, Chanteur.
What?
Now, next.
It's not easy having a good time.
That was it? Oh, my God. That was, like, really fast. Oh, it's Victoria Justice. Mm-hmm. She's playing Janet, and Ryan McCartan from Liv and Maddie and Heather's the Musical is playing Brad. Yeah. And the mad scientist, Dr. Frankenfurter, is played by Emmy Award-nominated actress Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black. The two-hour event also features American Idol alumni Adam Lambert, Tony Award winner Ben Vereen, and Emmy Award nominee Tim Curry, which you got to meet.
Yep.
Which he's
great.
The original Frankenfurter.
I don't think there's going to be anybody that can match him.
Hell no. And I, you know what? And I know you and I are saying this, and I know there's probably listening right now, people listening going, they're not trying. I get it. But I think this show is already behind the eight ball. They're already screwed to begin with the hardcore fans.
I think so too. I mean, there's millions of people who go out there every weekend and watch the midnight screenings of this.
Yes, and participate in everything.
Yeah, I don't think you can remake something like this.
Yeah, this is it's got set for October of 2016. So for Halloween, that's when it's coming out. I don't know, man, because I am a big fan. Okay, what do you
I'm questioning you even watching this.
No, I won't watch it. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. I figured you would try it. Because, you know, you're...
Maybe the first half an hour, if that sucks, I'm definitely turning it off and putting on the original.
It's going to be a two-hour event. I mean, I think they're definitely targeting the shows that these people are from, you know, the musicals.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. For Halloween, I'll be watching something else, for sure.
So, teaser trailer, 1 to 10.
Ooh! Honestly, okay, 5 would be 2?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Too short, no interest in it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so the next one here is trailers for the new mid-season dramas. This one is 24 Legacy. Now, you are a fan of the show 24. I'm assuming that's what it is, right, with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, but I do not believe he's in this one.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you're a fan of 24. You are.
Yeah, I have all seasons on DVD. And
so this is going to be interesting because have you seen this trailer yet?
I have not. I've been keeping away from it.
If people can see your face right now, you look like you're holding in a fart. That's what your face looks like. You're just like, oh, I don't want to fart right now because you're scared.
I kind of don't want to see it.
No, you need to watch this for the people.
Yeah.
If you want to go on Facebook, 24 Fox, Twitter at 24 Fox, hashtag 24 Legacy. The clock ticks again in this solution. Emmy Award winning 24, blah, 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 blah. This is the look. If you can see Jesus, he is rubbing his face. Debuts with a special two-night event beginning Sunday, February 5th, following a Super Bowl. Oh, that's a Super Bowl, and continue its time period premiere on Monday, February 6th. The series chronicles the. Let's just see how it goes. Okay, Jesus, let's watch 24 Legacy. Its actual YouTube channel is 24 Legacy. I'm pushing play now.
I'm worried about you.
Oh, it's a brother, not a Keith the Sutherland.
You're barely eating or sleeping.
Go, go, go.
Okay.
I think you gotta get past everything that happened to you over there.
Oh, it's Dr. Dre!
I'm okay.
Are you?
It's Dr. Dre.
Beginning to think this whole thing was gonna happen without you.
And don't the dude worry. That I hate from The Walking Dead.
That'll help us get into the White House.
Oh, there's what's his face.
Come on.
I want this to be your moment. You're gonna make a great first lady.
6 months ago,
former director of CTU Rebecca Ingram
launched an assault on the compound of Ibrahim Ben Khalil.
I'd like to acknowledge the many dedicated people at CTU and the 6 Army Rangers who risked their lives to stop Ben Khalil from carrying out his threat to attack this country.
This is for Ben Khalil.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Eric, Ben Khalil's people found us.
What is it?
Get to the attic now. Go, go! No matter what you hear, no matter what happens, you stay there.
Uh-oh.
Nicole, we gotta go. Come on, we gotta go. We're blown, Rebecca. Ben Khalid's people found us.
Ben Khalid was planning an attack on U.S. soil. Maybe this is a part of that.
To kill a lot of people, I have to try and stop them.
Why does it need to be you?
I'm the only one I can trust.
And he's Dr. Dre.
The hell are you doing here? I need your help. No one can know where she is.
There's a situation at CTU.
Whatever's going on over
Jimmy
there,
Smith.
It's not your job anymore.
I'm the only one who can help. The life he says he wants with me, it'll never be enough for him. Brent just got on the number 13 bus. Stay on it.
I got it.
Then we better hurry.
Next year.
I'm moving in.
The clock.
Let's go.
Resets.
Looks like you had a rough morning.
24 Legacy. On Fox. All right, Jesus. Now,
yeah,
you know what? It's Dr. Dre,
Corey Hawkins.
Is that his name?
It is Corey Hawkins. Yeah,
I know him as Dr. Dre and the dude that I don't like on The Walking Dead because he gave Michonne attitude, which I wish Michonne would have chopped his head off. But that's a different show. I don't know. I've never watched 24. I'm not a big fan of it. Just every time I used to see. I'm a big fan of Kiefer Sutherland, but every time I would see a commercial for 24, it seemed like I was watching the same commercial over and over. Like he's trying to stop terrorists and the government's twisted.
I do like the fact that Corey Hawkins is in it. I mean, it's a change that I can accept. But Benjamin Bratt played just about the same character that Jimmy Smith is playing this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so Benjamin Bratt's in Kiefer 24?
Yeah, he was in 24 Live Another Day.
Oh, okay. I like Benjamin.
And it was an amazing season. It was a great way for it to conclude.
Uh-huh.
I do wish that Kiefer Sutherland would have been in this one, somehow handing the torch off, but apparently that's not going to happen.
You know what? You never know. Maybe he's somewhere in there that we're not going to see. I mean, you know. I would think they would put him somewhere. You know,
I would hope so.
You know, to kind of like, ooh, there he is. And now he, you know, I know that he's, executive producer, it looked like, something on the credits here. Yeah, it just kind of reminds me of a, and I hate to say this because it might be good, but when I was watching, it kind of reminded me of a cheaper version of Jason Bourne. And I'm a huge fan of Jason Bourne, Matt Damon, and Hawkeye. It's kind of remind me of that. And maybe I don't know. The thing is, I don't watch 24, so I don't know if by watching this trailer, do you get the same feeling, the same vibes, the same chills with a Kiefer Sutherland 24?
Not at all. Out of 10, I'm giving this a 5.
Wow.
I'm giving it one episode. That's all I'm giving this.
Wow. Okay, you know what? I would probably have to give it a trailer-wise, packed with a lot of action. I didn't see a lot of fighting, which I would have liked to seen some fighting in there, but it seems like he does a lot of shooting and guns, whatever. I would probably just give it a 5. It's just a regular trailer for me. It didn't really – for somebody that doesn't watch 24, it didn't grab me and pull me in. Mm-hmm. But take it from you. Yeah, you're going to give it one episode no matter what. I'm going to be curious. I'm going to want to know after you watch the first episode of this 24 Legacy, we got to do a recap because I just want to know how you felt by it.
Yeah, I mean, if that one episode captures my attention, which I highly doubt at the moment,
right?
I might continue the recaps, but as it is, we'll do that one episode. Yeah. Just so we could see what's going to happen.
People, if you could see Jesus' face right now, it's like he's holding two farts because he's just not into it. Yeah, you could just see his face.
I'm not.
he's not feeling this 24 Legacy. But we'll see. We could be wrong. All right, so the next one, let's take that one away. This one here is the show is called Star. You can get it on Facebook and search Star, Twitter, @Star, #Star. From Academy Award and Globe nominee Lee Daniels, Empire, and Tom Donaghy. I hope I said that right. The Truth Comes Star, a new drama, headlined by Academy Award nominee and Emmy Grammy Award and Golden Globe winner Queen Latifah, and award nominee Benjamin Bratt. Oh, there you go. From 24, Live Another Day, Law and Order. Three talented singers, newcomer. You know what? Let's just play the trailer and see how it goes. Here we go. You ready, Jesus? It's called Star. You can go on YouTube and find Star on YouTube. Here it is.
Ever since Star was little, she believed her name was who she was.
There's Queen Latifah.
Director, co-producer.
But I told her, fame is a trip. It ain't love like a lot of people think.
Okay, this girl's kind of hot. I'm liking what I'm seeing here.
But she wouldn't listen.
I think of time.
You've been through 6 foster families in the last 2 years. You're a thief, habitual liar.
You think it's any easier on the outside? Do you even have anywhere to go?
I'm still waiting for.
First thing I'm gonna do is go get my sister.
It took 5 years for your ass to show up.
You used to say we were gonna be famous.
You still sing?
Yeah, I still sing.
I got a plan.
I dream of the day.
Your sister's hot.
On Instagram. She grew up in foster care, and everything
Lenny Kravitz
she's been through is in her voice. And we need to get in the studio.
So you want me to open up your trust fund for some white trash you met on the internet?
I need to make music that feeds my soul.
Damn, girl. You're straight off a page of Vogue.
We're gonna start in Atlanta.
Where we gonna live?
There's this lady named Miss Carlotta. She's been writing letters to social services saying she's our godmother.
She's been looking for you and your sister a long time.
Cause just when I was about to give up, I heard Jesus say,
Jesus said, a train gonna come one day.
Queen Latifah.
We heard Atlanta has a crazy music scene and we're starting a girl group.
Your mother and I had the same dream. I'm trying to keep you from getting hurt.
I can't get hurt anymore. You know exactly what I've been through.
Oh.
The minute I heard that girl sing, it made me feel we got the makings of a super group. It is what
you see. Benjamin Bratt. And I bring me.
Stay away from those girls.
Uh-oh. Who shot
you? Who knocked you? We gotta stick together. Go to these people, they don't know anything.
You know it's late today.
Here we are.
A butt looks good.
He does.
Damn it. It's called Star on Fox. All right, Jesus, where you at?
I'm here.
Okay, so what do you think?
I'm going to watch this. I don't know. There's something about it that just caught my attention. I wasn't a huge fan of Empire. I'm not a huge fan of it. I liked the first season. Second season lost me. But this one seems kind of cool and dramatic.
You know what? I watched the first episode or two of Empire, and it kind of reminded me of like a not so good Hustle and Flow. Because I really liked Hustle and Flow, the movie.
Kinda.
I tried getting into Empire. I know it's got a huge following. I'm not one of those followers. But this one here, I didn't even know Lenny Kravitz was in it, and I'm a huge fan of Lenny Kravitz. As soon as I saw him, I was like, I'm watching it just because he's in it. And then you got Benjamin Bratt. Queen Latifah is just awesome, and it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt that these three girls are pretty hot. It kind of reminds me of a Destiny's Child in the making kind of thing.
This does definitely have this. Powerful essence behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't hurt that in the last week I actually got to be at a roundtable and a press conference with Queen Latifah and Benjamin Bratt.
Sweet.
Queen Latifah is just amazing. I mean, she's a legend. She's so super funny, very charismatic, and Benjamin Bratt has this very quiet dignity about him that just captures.
Hello, Blood In, Blood Out.
Of course.
That's a great movie. No, but you know what? Okay, scale 1 to 10, what do you give this trailer?
I'm giving it a 9.
A 9. You know what? I would probably give it an 8. You know, I mean, it didn't suck me in, but it's got my interest. I'm definitely going to check it out. I'm wondering how long it's going to, because it's obvious that it's starting these girls from the bottom, and I'm wondering how long the process is going to be. You know, is it going to go like by episode 5, or are they going to be superstars? Or are we going to deal with the whole season growing there, you know, getting to the music business? So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm curious to see how this one's going to be, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see how this one goes. It's got a good cast.
Yes.
Lenny Kravitz.
Definitely.
You know he's not going to jump on nothing if it sucks. Here, the next one here is called Pitch. And it looks like it's got some pretty cool people in it. Facebook is Pitch. Twitter is Pitch on Fox. Hashtag Pitch. Where is it? Hold on. Do I not have it? Did I not pull it up? ABP. Maybe I didn't get it. Here, let me see here. Let's see here. People deal with it. We're deal with this craziness here. Okay, here we go. Okay. Are you ready, Jesus? Okay, you can't hear me. That means you're probably watching it now. Okay, here we go.
This is one of those moments in sports where you'll remember where you were when you
premieres
saw it.
September 22nd. Baseball.
Young woman is joining our ball club today, boys. We're gonna treat her like any other player. No special treatment. Are you ready for it? You can't
catch me, no, you can't compete. Bitch and moan all you want, gentlemen, but tonight, a girl's gonna be the lead sports story in the world.
Are you ready for this?
She was in Heroes.
Differ from AAA.
One or two more of you, maybe.
Jenny, what do you think your father would be saying right now?
We did it, Pop.
ain't done nothing yet.
A girl will never be able to throw hard enough to compete with boys, not as they start growing. It's biology, and we can't change that. That's why we need a secret weapon.
What is it?
It's called a screwball.
Enjoy your moment in the sun, because there's 29 pro teams as we speak figuring out that little trick pitch of yours. And when they do, I'll get my job back, and you'll become the answer to a trivia question.
Okay.
Listen to this crowd. For the first time in history, a woman has taken the mound in a Major League Baseball game. And we are ready to go. The wind and the pitch. Whoa, that's all the way to the backstop. This one's in the dirt. I don't even know if I can watch this. This is tough.
Get me out of the game.
Sorry, what?
Get me out of this goddamn game.
I let everyone down, Evelyn.
Stop. No, like family. They depend on me. They believed in me. And
hey, they're not going anywhere, okay? Your family will never stop loving you. Ever.
Clearly, she's not ready.
It's one thing to be the team that called up the first woman. It's another thing to be the team that picked the wrong woman and turned this whole thing into a disaster.
We can't win with her.
Last I checked, you weren't exactly winning with you.
Was I talking to you?
What the hell was that today?
I don't know.
What is your problem, girl?
You are!
Dad!
I'm a robot in cleats and I'm malfunctioning. I can't.
You done? Where's your glove? Again.
She's doing something that no one has ever done before, and she needs help.
She walked off.
Yeah, but she's still here. She's a fighter. She's a fighter.
Tonight, the eyes of a nation turn to San Diego once again. I'm petrified.
Screw all the attention. You're a ball player. You do this for you, you do this for your team, or you don't do it at all.
Oh, and she got it.
Pitch on Fox. All right, Asus. So what do you think?
I like it. I like these stories. I like these underdog stories with a heart. And the fact that it's a woman going into the Major League Baseball is even more amazing.
Yes. The all-new Fox series Pitch tells the emotional story of Gina Baker, who became the first woman to play Major League Baseball. I have no idea. I didn't even know who this chick is. So this is going to be cool. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I'm on the fence on this one.
I'm definitely going to watch at least the first three episodes. Definitely caught my attention more than 24.
Yeah, for me, you let me know how it goes on this one. I like, it looks like it's got a solid cast and it looks cool. Yeah. But yeah, it's just not something that I'm going to wind up going in and checking out. So, all right, people, so you can go on YouTube and you search Pitch. It's coming to Fox soon. All right, so let me take that one away. The next one we have here is APB.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Facebook, APB on Fox, Twitter, at APB on Fox, and hashtag APB. Inspired by true events, APB is the new police drama with a high-tech twist from executive producer director Len Wiseman, who did Lucifer and Underworld. Let's check this out. It looks like I'm trying to see a billionaire engineer. Okay, well, we'll just see who it is. Are you ready? APB trailer is playing now on Fox. You can find it there.
We have a bit of a celebrity with us. Okay. Mr. Gideon Reeves of Reeves Industries.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Coming to Fox in 2017.
A month and a half ago.
Money. No!
May I say how sorry I was to have heard of the tragedy.
I want justice for Elliot James Sully. Taught me how to ride a skateboard when I was 9. Helped me break into the MIT physics lab when I was 16. And he gave his life for mine. Since then, the 13th District has been too busy laying off cops,
Mr. Reeves,
to even mount an investigation.
I understand that you're upset.
Give me the 13th District to run.
Excuse me?
You turn me down, and you can explain to the taxpayers why you turned down almost $100 million in free money.
Mr. Reeves, you've been accused of grandstanding.
Thank you.
What do you say to people who say this is just a publicity stunt?
My best friend bled to death in my arms, and I want to find the man that made that happen.
Each of you protects and serves 215 people.
The APB app, real-time crime reports. They just became your partners.
Why is some rich guy just allowed to buy justice?
We have got an engineering problem here. I'm an engineer.
Like, I really appreciate technology, but it doesn't solve cases. Cops do.
You haven't met my technology. You must be kidding me. Next generation in taser.
The bad guys get toy guns, too?
Actually, not a toy.
Whoa. Hey, you all right?
It's all right. He's fine. I pay that guy a lot of money.
And we're live.
We're sending a list of suspects now. You're looking for a killer.
I'm on it.
Police, open up!
Suspect is fleeing. We're in pursuit.
He's heading south.
Gideon, was that you?
Yeah. Head in the air. Police,
drop your weapons. They're getting away.
No, no, they're not. Gideon, can you get me a view of the license plate?
What did you just do, Ruth?
It's just a filtering algorithm.
Wow. So are you impressed with my technology?
Maybe. Gideon, we've had a spike in the downloads of the APB app. I'm not just the 13th, the whole city.
Oh, boy.
All right, coming to Fox. All right, hey Susie, you there?
I'm here.
So, what do you think? It seems like when I watch this, I don't know. Tell me what you think.
They replaced Minority Report with this? Really? Minority Report was getting so good, and now they're giving us a whole new story that's similar.
Yeah, I tried Minority Report, and I couldn't get into it. Yeah, so it feels like that. It feels like Minority Report / RoboCop without RoboCop meets.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I would rather have Minority Report back for a season 2. Ooh. Especially once the big reveal happened in the season finale and things got crazy.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. But
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay,
once again.
Got it. Well, you know what? I don't know. I mean, it's got a pretty cool cast. Hello, buddy. My son just walked in. He's saying hello to you. He's saying, Jesus. I don't know if I'm going to... Nah, this is not going to be... I'm not going to...
I'll give it an episode.
Okay, well, let me know how that goes.
I'm giving the trailer a 3 out of 10.
I would have to give this... I don't hate it. It's just something that I will. I mean, to me, it's a normal trailer. I'd give it a 5. It's just a normal. It didn't do anything for me, and I don't care. Okay, so the next one here. I've been curious to hear what you're going to say about this one. You have not seen the trailer, correct?
I have not, but I'm a huge fan of Prison Break.
Yes.
Once again, have all the seasons. I even watched all of Legends of Tomorrow just because they're both in it.
Here we go.
Dominic Purcell and Wentworth Miller.
Yeah, Jesus is a big fan. Trailers for the new mid-season event series, Prison Break. It's got everybody coming back. You can check out Prison Break on Facebook, Prison Break on Twitter, and # Prison Break. I haven't seen this trailer. It's Jesus, I know. But it's not the Son of God, buddy. All right, Jesus. Push play on this trailer. Let's check it out.
What was my father like? My real father.
Lori from The Walking Dead?
Suddenly, out of a clear blue sky.
I can hear the screams.
And then disappear just as quickly.
The storms. They can come back, can't they?
Looks like your brother might just be alive.
Uh-oh.
If you're playing me, I'll kill you. Something I need to show you.
I know you want it to be true. I want it to be true. But we gotta trust what we know.
Shut up, Lori. Hey, Lori. Back to Fox.
We're getting out, and every one of you is crucial to that plan. It's Michael's handwriting. He's reaching out to us.
24 hours before the blackout. I once the power grid.
This city may not have 24 hours.
When those lights go black, we're gonna disappear from this place like ghosts.
Link, this is a setup. We gotta get out.
When in doubt, go old school.
Family, for love, for justice, for freedom.
Stay down. Brother.
Prison Break. All right, Jesus.
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay, so I've never watched Prison Break at all.
You should. Season one, the first prison they break out of, is actually the same prison as the movie The Last Castle.
Oh, yes. I love The Last Castle. Robert Redford.
Yeah. Yeah. If you like that movie, it takes place in the exact same prison. It's still the same type of layout. And if I remember correctly, this prison was banned because it was hell in there and it was impossible to break out.
Uh-huh.
So seeing that in the first season was amazing. This prison seems like hell, kind of like the way they did it in season three when they were in Panama.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it. I really don't know how the hell they're going to bring back Michael when at the end of the series they had that little special movie where it seemed like he died at the end.
Well, it's obvious he didn't die.
But how? Like he survived the brain tumor?
Maybe they have special surgeons in Istanbul, wherever he's at, and they fixed it. I don't know. I'm just, when you watch this trailer, aren't you watching it and thinking to yourself, like, they showed the whole freaking special event? Like, they broke him out.
I don't know if they did, because that's the thing about this show. When you think you know what's going on, it flips on you, okay. And you're like, what the hell is going on now?
I might have to go on Netflix and check out. How many seasons were there?
Four seasons.
Okay.
And one special Prison Break movie to end the entire thing.
Okay. Well, it's coming back, and I know you're excited.
I am.
I figure you would be. For me, I mean, the trailer looks awesome, and I love these two guys.
Yeah. Dominic Purcell and Wentworth Miller.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these guys, and so to see them back again, I know the fans are. Which I'm a little worried. You know, I'm a little concerned. Just you know, I mean, it has such a huge following, and it's obvious that talking to you, you're already going, wait a second, how? Because it's funny how hardcore fan you are, because it's like you're like so excited. But then you're still partially like, wait a second, how did they save him? But I don't care because this show is just so awesome, you know. And you can just tell that means it's a good show.
This was actually a show that me and my brother would talk about. So I might actually get him to be on a recap with me.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
which would be interesting because people are like, you guys sound the same. So it's like you're talking to yourself.
Then great, I'd be like, which one's talking then? So this one's going to be okay. So, all right. So put Prison Break. You can find them on YouTube. It's already got over 9 million views. It has 2,443 thumbs down. Jesus.
Yeah, because I think people were seeing it kind of like you were, and they're like, they showed the entire story.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it would have been better.
I'm pretty sure they showed the entire first episode.
Okay. Well, because it would have been cool if they would have been, if he would have said, Michael, are you ready to get out? And then bam. Then I would have been like, oh, shit, I got to break him out. But at the end, he hugs his brother. So it's obvious that they got out. So
yeah, but once again, you know, breaking out is always just like the first part of it. Then you got all this extra stuff that just makes the series amazing.
I'm a little bothered that Laurie from The Walking Dead is in it.
She's actually extremely good in this because she
was a
background character.
Was she in Prison Break?
She's in Prison Break since season one.
Oh, okay.
But she's not a main character. She doesn't become a main character until like midway through season two.
Am I going to like her better than Lori Grimes?
Yes, because she's not complaining in this one.
Sweet. All right, good then. Okay, so at least for me, I can in my mind, I can go, Lori was on Prison Break before she went to The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Because ever since The Walking Dead or whatever she's been in, I'm like, it's Lori from The Walking Dead. And I know it's not her fault. All right, so let's scratch that one out. Let's see the next one here. We got three more. Actually, I don't know why. This is okay. Yeah, three more. This one is called Shots Fired. Shots Fired is a compelling event series. Another event series. Shootings in a small town, southern town. The time series. I've got a perfect guy, James. Okay, we're just gonna watch this. Facebook. You can look it up at Shots Fired. Twitter. Shots Fired. Fox and hashtag Shots Fired. So let's push play, Jesus. Here we go. Police.
Get out. Get on the ground now. Get on the ground.
Uh-oh. Black dude kills white kid.
There's been a police shooting of an unarmed man today.
Governor called personally. She doesn't want another Ferguson.
All I care about is the truth. And my truth has no color.
Okay.
I have assurances from the department. You'll have their full cooperation. I'm not a fan of surprises, so I'd appreciate being kept up to speed.
Got some good cast.
I've heard the report. I just want to hear it from you.
I asked him to step out of the vehicle. But as he steps out, he rushes for my gun, gets a hand on it. And in that moment, it was either him or me, and I shot him.
Four times?
Yes, he continued to struggle.
The officer said he went for his gun.
Jesse would never do that.
Y'all ain't seen nothing?
They got everybody in this.
Look, we're not police. We're investigating police.
No one's got answers for you, but you keep asking the wrong question.
So what's the right question?
You need to go ask Miss Campbell.
What do you know about the white kid who was just killed by the cop?
Why would I know anything about that?
We were told to ask you the question.
Well, I don't know why he said that.
When did you lose your son?
Can't talk about it.
Who told you that? The police?
The department was obviously corrupt.
Officials say the racist remarks are from Joshua Beck, an African-American deputy.
Just graduated from the academy. Any last words?
Finally got my license to shoot these crackers. 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 Crackers.
We have got to start putting each other's humanity first. None of us will like the America we end up with if we don't start working very hard at this.
Just as long as you believe that you can win, it's from within.
No one is above the law. And when there are questions, I want answers.
But all these people, they just want to see you fall. And they don't know that you can take it all. And
my son is dead.
We're very sorry for your loss.
I didn't lose him. He was murdered.
All the murdering of unarmed black men by police across this country. And this is the one that the government is investigating.
All these people, they just want to see you fall. They don't know
Richard Dreyfuss. Hey! Shots fired. Up front trailer coming, Fox. All right, what do you think? It showed, what's his face, from True Blood?
Yeah, very politically charged.
It is, right?
It's actually one of their drama shows that kind of caught my attention a little bit more.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about the subject matter, but...
Yeah.
I'll give it a chance.
So you're going to try it? One or three episodes?
One.
Yeah, for me, nah, not me. I mean, I like the cast. The cast, I mean, you got Bill Compton. You got everybody in there. Yeah. Blade's mom. It looks cool. It's just not my kind. Yeah, I'm not going to be checking this out. No. So, scale 1 to 10, what do you give the trailer?
I'm going to give it a 7.
7? Interesting. I'm just going to give it a 5. It's just a regular old trailer. I think some people are going to watch it, and I think some people are going to – I'm checking out some of the comments right now. Looks like another show that I'll get invested in only to find out it gets canceled after a few weeks later. Wow. Well,
I don't think so. I think it'll cause a little bit of a stir, keep on going.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know if there will be a season 2. That'd be a good –
No, I think this is definitely going to be a show that, yeah, it's on the Twitter sphere. People are going to be tweeting about.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that's going to, which is cool. You know, I mean, you know, it's going to spark up conversation, which is good, especially with all the crap that's going on right now. All right. So let's shots fired. Let's take that one away. The next one. This is trailers for the new mid-season comedies. This one is called Mick, The Mick. And you can go on Facebook, The Mick, and then Twitter, The Mick Fox, hashtag The Mick. This is a comedy. Curious to see how this one's going to be. Caitlin Olsen is in this. You know what? Let's just see what happens. Okay, I'm pushing It's you can find this trailer on Fox YouTube channel. Here it is.
All right, you got to cool it with the makeup already. Honestly.
I haven't seen my sister in years. I'm just trying to make a good impression.
Yeah, well, you're going to spook her.
I need the cash, okay? I might have to sell my hair.
Nikki doesn't have much. But she'll get more than she bargained for.
Oh, my God. Mackenzie, I wanted to give you an opportunity to invest
there
in my future.
This is the Mickey that I know.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I was half your age when I settled down.
Settled down? You got knocked up by some rich guy when you were working as a stripper.
I was a waitress at a strip club.
You were a topless waitress. And that's even worse. It just means you couldn't dance.
FBI, you have a warrant for the arrest of Christopher and Pamela Pemberton.
I need you to watch the kids tonight.
Don't you have a babysitter? Oh, I know. Get one of those guys outside the hardware store to do it. They'll do it.
Mickey, act like an aunt for one day, and I'll get you the money that you need, okay? And don't ruin them.
Mommy and Daddy are in jail?
Can you tell them everything's gonna be okay or something?
Don't worry, Ben. If we throw enough money at this thing, I'm sure it will go away, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Don't expect to see me too much. No, we probably won't see each other at all. Listen, Sabrina, I got a lot riding on this gig, so can you do me a favor and not be a big, giant pain in the ass, please?
My Uber's here, so I'm out. What are you drinking?
Oh, just some absinthe. Wanna take a ride?
I know you think you're pretty clever with this little plan to drink me under the table, but you can't.
Uh-oh. Something the matter?
No, I'm good. I just felt kind of funny for a second.
Funny like you just drank six different types of sleep medication, funny?
Why you do that?
Night, night, princess. I'll help you get into your jams. As long as I'm here, you and me, we're equals. Pull up a chair. We're eating breakfast together.
Whoa. You gotta cook the food first.
Hey, Ben, are you hungry? Oh, yikes! Somebody should get that!
Why didn't we pay for it?
I don't have any money.
Well, I would have paid for you.
Is that a black card? There you go. You only get a one shot. Better get out there and go in and show time.
Hey, Steffi.
I'm so chippy. How are you folks liking the clink?
Next time he gives you crap, yank his pants down. Look, girls want the funny guy, buddy. Well, clearly you didn't do it right. Did you remember to laugh at his tiny penis?
It was humongous. I'm walking in and beat me with it.
You don't look so hot. I mean, you never look great.
She's a danger to these children.
The kids are fine.
You better turn it like it's a radio. And it's your song. Are you ready to go?
Don't worry. I will clean this up.
Just to be clear, when you say clean it up...
I take them home, make sure they're okay.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Caitlin,
I think she's dead. What's everybody thinking for dinner?
We just ate breakfast.
You're like this when we came home from school yesterday.
Huh? That's all we know. Where's Alba?
All right, Jesus, what do you think?
Not my cup of tea at all.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a girl version of Uncle Buck, but not as good.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch the Unstoppable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix, it's kind of like complete opposite of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean... In that one, at least she's a very naive girl, and she gets herself into funny situations. This one, it just seems like raunchier. And,
yeah. It's definitely not me. I'm not watching this. neither are you. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give the trailer?
Give me a trailer like a 2.
Jeez. I give it a 5. It's just a regular. I think there will be people coming. I will be very surprised if it makes it through the first season. I don't think it will return. That's just my opinion from this trailer.
Yeah, but then again, you know, they have comedies like, what is it, Brooklyn Nine-Nine that are just, why the hell are you still on?
I don't watch that show, but I see your point. All right, so the next one here, this one is called Making History. It's produced by Phil Lord and Chris Miller from The Last Man on Earth and Lego Movie and 21 Jump Street. You can check out Making History on Facebook, Making History on Twitter, hashtag Making History. The Wiley original series stars Adam Pally from The Mini Project, Happy Endings, and Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl, and yes, Lester from Girls, and Key and Peele. Yeah, okay, let's just check it out. It's going to be a comedy. You can check out this trailer. Last trailer we're doing right here is on Fox YouTube channel. Let's see. Massachusetts, 1775.
I feel so alive right now.
I like her. She's hot. For you,
like... Oh! What have we got here, then? Couple of rogue colonists.
I got this. I don't got this.
Perhaps this will make you forget what you've seen here.
This is him.
When did those British soldiers arrive?
Last night.
And no one rode around on a horse saying the British are coming, the British are coming?
No.
Deborah, I must go.
What if I screwed up the American Revolution?
2016.
I have questions about Colonial Massachusetts. It's urgent.
You have urgent questions about Colonial Massachusetts.
Yes! Something screwed up the American Revolution, and you're the only person that knows enough about history to help me out. Prepare to have your mind blown.
A really big duffel bag?
It's a time machine. I go to the past every weekend, sometimes Tuesdays. Come on, get in.
Never. No.
Why not?
What story starts with a guy getting in a duffel bag in a garage and has a happy ending?
Our story!
What's at my feet?
Ham. You can eat it, trade bites for favors. In the 1700s, ham is pretty much like diamond-covered heroin.
Welcome to 1775.
Probably should have told you the past smells like duty, because there's poop everywhere.
This is amazing!
Just so you know, I think the guys in red are British.
Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah.
How are we gonna start this war?
The Founding Fathers. They used to gather at this place called Buckman Tavern.
I know Buckman Tavern. Last time I was here, I got trashed there. You like to party?
Been known to have a white wine or three.
This trip is gonna suck. I just got to see my girlfriend real quick.
You have a girlfriend in the past?
I made you a hat.
Oh, perfect fit.
I disguised myself in a female bear carcass, and then when the male became aroused, I slaughtered him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote you a song.
Near, far, wherever you are.
What are you doing?
Sometimes I use things from the future to make them like me more.
Fellas! I'm gonna give a speech that will rally a revolt.
Taxation! Without representation!
Slave! Who brought a slave in here?
Wow. Good to see Boston hasn't changed.
Try something from a movie.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Show me the money!
Show me the money!
Show me the money! Show me the money!
Hancock, Adams.
Show me the money. I don't know why I like that, but I do.
Daniel, is it true you've been courting Deborah Revere?
Your girlfriend is Paul Revere's daughter?
I've arranged for my daughter to marry a blacksmith, but she has been seen gallivanting around with some blackguard. I must find and kill this man.
Maybe you should honor her choices.
What do you know about my daughter?
Nothing. Ham?
We're square.
You're messing around with the history of the world so you can have a girlfriend. In 2016, I'm like a colossal screw-up. In 1775, I have an amazing girlfriend.
That is super pathetic.
I have a plan. You two go back to 2016, leave me behind.
What? Why?
I'm gonna start the American Revolution. You're the type of guy that can help save history. Here.
What's this?
Diarrhea medication. You're wearing velvet pants with no zippers. Don't be stupid.
So in 2016, black people and white people are friends.
Yes,
not
exactly.
At all.
What?
Okay. What do you think?
Not for me. It's like somebody thought, somebody watched Hot Top Time Machine 2 and decided, what can we make that's worse?
Oh,
like, really? Like, no, this is not my cup of tea at all. Like,
yeah, I don't. I'd be very surprised if it makes it all the way through. But I don't know. I just, it's not me. Yeah,
I'm sure there's an audience for it.
I, you know what? I'm sure there is. I'm sure definitely is. But I just. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a lot. That was like over a three minute trailer. Maybe they ruined it by playing too much of it. It's got 95 thumbs down, a little over 400,000 views. Let's see some of the comments here. Yes, let's take a black guy back from the past to America. Yeah, see, this is The show looks promising. Can't wait to watch it. So happy to Leighton.
It looks promising.
That's what they. I think they're a fan of this girl, Leighton Meester, which I think I like her. I know she was on a popular show here on TV. I just don't remember where. I don't think I watched it. But people are talking about it. So NBC has Timeless, ABC has Time After Time, and Fox has Making History. Three time traveling shows. What's next, CBS Time Cop Legacy? Oh, that would be cool. Time Cop.
That would actually pretty much be cool. Much better than this.
Yeah, so there it is. You can check out Making History on the Fox YouTube channel. So those are the shows. Fox 2016-2017 primetime schedule, social media information. I already gave you all that stuff to you. So there it is. So out of all these that we you had to pick one show. You could only have room on your DVR. Would you be watching Lethal Weapon, The Exorcist, Son of Zorn, Rocky Horror Picture Show, 24 Legacy, Star, Pitch, APB, Prison Break, Shots Fired? Okay, you know what? Let me not even do that because they're different ones. I'm looking at it. If you're going to have to choose between the new fall dramas, Lethal Weapon, and The Exorcist, what would it be?
Exorcist.
I would agree. This is the trailer for the new all-comedy Son of Zorn, which I think both of us would watch.
Yeah.
It's by itself. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, I will not be watching it. You said you were going to try the first 30 minutes of it.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Then we have the trailers for the new mid-season dramas, 24, Legacy, Star, Pitch, APB. Which one would you watch out of those four?
Oh, that's tough.
I'm going with Star.
I think so, too.
Yep, there it is. And then trailers for the new mid-season event series. I'm not even going to ask you. I know you're going to pick Prison Break.
Definitely.
And I would totally agree with you on that. And then, of course, out of these two comedies, if you had to pick The Mick or Making History, you had to pick
The Mick.
I'd agree with you on that. Though yeah. We could both say we are not watching either one of those.
Nope.
All right. Well, I think that's it, right? I think we're done.
We are.
Thank you for joining me, Jesus. This was cool. So people.
It was.
So people, don't forget, you can, you know, you might want to pull up the trailers, people, and then watch them as you're listening to us. That's kind of cool. But there it is. New shows. I'm wondering out of all these, maybe we should do, if one gets picked up or gets canceled, we should record ourselves again and do a little podcast.
That'd be good. What's it called? The last one?
Making History?
When Making History gets canceled after the second episode?
We'll see what happens. I don't know. Wouldn't it be funny if they're like, picked up for season two after the first episode?
Oh, God.
All right. So, Jesus, I know you do a lot of writing and a lot of recording. Let people know. I know they can find you on your blog, dysfunctional.com, correct, Amundo?
Yeah, correct.
Anywhere else?
Social media, at Dysfunctional on Instagram, Twitter, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, The Good Show's at Dysfunctional, and Snapchat Dysfunctional.
There you go. So then you can find him. He's always doing stuff, especially in Hollywood. Just recently, he took over my Snapchat and covered the Walking Dead event for Hollywood. Was it Universal Studios Hollywood?
Yep.
Which was pretty cool. So you can check out my stuff on my blog, iwatchmike.com. That is my blog, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Snapchat is Mike the Movie Guy. Two spots. I'm going to do a post soon. Same with Jesus because we finally got all our recap shows and stuff that we do onto iTunes. So I think we're going to do a mega blog post that has all that stuff on there. That way you can find it. I too have an Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. If you go there, you'll see the variety of TV shows that we recap, all that good stuff as well there. All right. So, and I can't forget about Good Shows. If you were a fan of TV, Tag, and Get Glue, you can go into the iTunes store and download it. And just available for Android users as well. So it's called Good Shows. It's pretty dope. Dysfunctional is Jesus. I'm Mike, the movie guy on there. Join the community and kind of hang out with us and leave comments and watch shows and review stuff. And it's just really cool. So I think that's it, Jesus. We are done. And
awesome.
Everybody have a great 4th of July. Jesus, you have a good one.
Will do.
And me and Jesus will return soon. I'm trying to figure out when's the next time we're going to do something. Who knows? I guess we'll just follow us on Twitter. That's the best way to find out what we're going to be recording. Cool.
Cool.
All right. That's it. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.